Hello. Welcome to Therapy Talks. I'm Chris Place and I'm a psychotherapist. In this podcast series, I'll be chatting with different people about their experiences, their lives, their loves, their challenges, and what helps them find their way forward in the world. And also chat to different therapists and researchers about the models of therapy that they use to get a better understanding of these different approaches and how these different approaches might be useful at different times for different people. Hopefully it'll be lots of human connection and conversation about the challenges we have and also about what helps us get through. I hope it's going to be fun, enjoyable, entertaining, engaging, informative. Anyway, let's go on the journey.
Well, hello, everybody, again. Welcome back to part four of our interviews with Steve Tumman on his final countdown, I guess, to the Channel Swim. Steve, how are you doing?
Hi, Chris. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing well. I've never been in this situation before, so it's hard to describe it, hard to just kind of... waiting for the day to come nervously.
Yeah, yeah. So like you've got like what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll head over to England on this. So today is Wednesday the 15th of June. I'll head over probably Sunday week, maybe, if the weather's good. If not, it'll be Sunday 2 weeks and just wait there until the weather's good. So there's no, I could do this in September. I could do it in August, July, June.
Do you, even talking about it now, do you get a kind of... an anxiety at all, or a sort of a nervous flutter or anything like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like yeah, I'm gonna have to sit in a beach in England and try and swim to France, which is crazy. So like that's on my to-do list in the coming weeks. So yeah, it's a big to-do list, and life is still going on as well. I can't I need life to distract me as well though.
So I was thinking about before we talk about what you're doing now, reflecting on what we've talked about. I was just taking some notes and I was thinking of key psychological strategies that you're using that would come from psychological theories and from research on how best to manage our kind of emotional, our thought processes. So clear goal focus. That was one. I was thinking like short-term goals, what you're doing in the moment, what I'm eating right now, what my swim is right now, and then my longer-term goals. So everything you've done, your fitness training for the last 18 months has been broken up between short-term, medium-term, long-term goals.
Yeah, well, there's one long-term goal. You know,
the long-term goal is to swim.
Yeah, from England to France.
But to get to that point, it's like you don't climb Everest at the start.
It's like a pyramid. You know, you have one goal at the top. I probably had three medium-term goals and then 100 short-term goals.
So that's the thing. And sometimes I was thinking if we think of what we have to do, all of it, you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. But if you break it up and say, today I have to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Because... I'm now at the stage, very nervously, obviously, but I'm going to be able to get in the water at England and try and swim to France.
Yeah.
Now, that's crazy to do. It's crazy to start that and not have a panic attack, not think you'll drown. It's crazy to be like to have reassurance in doing that. But yeah, it was just lots and lots of small sessions that got me there.
So you've got to a point now where you know that you have got the capacity to do it.
Yeah.
And you've built that up. You did not have that capacity 18 months ago.
No, nowhere near it.
The other thing then that you talk about is here and now, being in the present moment. So like a mindful here and now connection to what you're doing in the moment.
Yeah.
So like if you're in the water and you find yourself wandering off, you bring yourself back to what you're doing.
Yeah, I've done a huge amount of that in the last 18 months. And it's been very strange actually because all I was is focused on my training. And I never really thought of the day, what needs to be done on the day, who's going to be there, really. I didn't give that any attention. I was just focused on my training, my training. And now I finished the hard training and it's, what do I focus on?
So there's some real practical things that you do have to focus on. But yeah, like that's a big change though, isn't it?
It's like, now the day's here. Now I have to face it. Yeah. I was never facing it before. It was just, which was great because the only way I think to get through it is to be like this week.
Yeah.
But now the day's here and I have to face it. And that's, I suppose I was so in the present, I didn't think about facing it. But now I do have to face it. So it's getting real now.
So it's kind of, we're at the money end of things.
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking about is you use a lot of visualizations, be it the minions, thinking of your thoughts as like men in suits with briefcases banging at the door.
Yeah.
And that those thoughts, if they're not very constructive, if they're what we call those cognitive distortions, which come from cognitive behavioral therapy, where we have these distorted things, or what if this happens and what if that happens, get out of the water.
Yeah.
You manage them by visualizing them at the door and keeping the door closed.
Yeah.
So it's like we use the thing like a stop sign. You also use visualizations in terms of helping your pain in your body, or if you're tired, using the minions.
Yeah.
So these are really, again, strategies, psychological strategies that we can use to support ourselves in emotional crisis, having gone through different stresses and strains, reframing the situation. So that was another thing I was thinking you do a lot of, is like you, rather than focusing on disappointments, you change it around and say, well, look, I did that. Like I was thinking, say the swim where you had to get out after 2 hours.
Yeah.
Rather than coming out and saying, oh, I messed up or whatever, you didn't. You said, yeah, I mean, I managed to stay in for 2 hours despite feeling so sick. Like,
yeah, because it's ultimately about swimming the channel, and I don't want to be pissed off for the last month. So it's,
there's no need.
It's
like,
now,
so that's the point. Yeah. Solution focus. It's very clear. You're breaking things down. You're saying, right, how do I get to here, to here, to here, to here? So all of these things I was thinking about, they're really important psychological strategies that we can all use in all aspects of our life. And you learned them through the process of doing this challenge.
Yeah, and they've been hugely present in my life. They've been, all of them have been used weekly.
Yeah.
So I'm in the routine of using them now, I suppose that's the point of it.
You
use
them
in
your everyday life as well, though.
Yeah, they trickle down, yeah, trickle absolutely.
So you were just saying there, you know, so you had all this stuff to focus on, you had the straining, you had the goals, and now it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening in the next few weeks, like,
yeah.
One way or the other. And it's a bit, I was saying to you just before we started, it's a bit like, you know, when you're doing an exam, you know, that kind of general advice, and I'm conscious that Leaving Cert's on at the moment, you know, so thinking of you all, but the general advice is, you know, the night before, listen, you've done the hard work. It's kind of the same for this. You can't cram now. Like, you can't kind of say, right, I'll get a quick 7 hour in just to...
Yeah, but it's strange because that's not really the urge. The urge is more so just to pack it in and say, I can't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, rather than just not show up for the exam.
So there's a real temptation is not to show up for the exam.
Yeah. That's the hard one at the moment. Just, when you're facing it, it's getting bigger, it's getting crazier, and the doubts are really growing.
I can imagine then there's that real sense of, what? Don't bother doing it. Just don't do it.
Yeah. And it's, you really need to give attention to detail, everything now at the end, because everything small matters now.
So what are the things you have to focus on now?
Now I've a big to-do list, probably a bit too big. I left it late. I need to sort. I have a list of people who might be on my boat. I need to get them, confirm it with them.
So they're coming with you to England?
There's three people in the UK I have, so hopefully one of them will be able to make it down. But they'll be massively important. I have to teach them.
So what's their role like on the boat? Say they're on the boat.
Feed me words of encouragement. There'll be a big whiteboard there. Write messages on it. Know how I look when I'm in trouble. Get me across.
So they're really important.
Really important.
So that's your physical, your psychological, the whole thing.
Yeah, I need someone that is... Inevitably, there's going to be a horrible, horrible, horrible stage of this swim. And what it's about is getting through that.
Yeah.
There's no way to swim it without it. So I need someone that gets me through that, that grabs me by the scruff of the neck with whatever they can, knowing when to feed me well, knowing what to say to me, shouting at me, maybe giving me encouragement, but getting me through that to make that phases.
Yeah.
So, and they'll be very important. I left that late. I need to get them all. I have people...
Is there people who've kind of...
Yeah, but I need to formalise it now and say, look, this is my pecking order and these are the potential dates.
Okay.
Let's go.
So I can imagine, I'm thinking of that, they talk about the wall in running and marathon running or whatever, and people hit the wall, you know. It's that thing, isn't it? You hit the wall, you go, I can't do this. I want to get out now.
Yeah, which I reframed as the soup last time. I was saying, I'm just swimming in soup
I'm
now.
I'm swimming in soup. So now I'm in the soup, so it's already sticky.
When the soup gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
So I need somebody to support me to get through the soup.
Yeah, because there's two parts of the challenge. There's minimising how rough it'll be.
Yeah.
And then there's maximizing how good you are when it gets rough. And
okay.
Yeah, that's yeah. all your training really is about.
So it's minimizing how rough it would be and then maximizing how good you do when it gets rough.
Yeah, okay. yeah. That's all the training is about really. Yeah. So you lower how difficult it is and you prep yourself for...
For when the tough times yeah. come. So in the easy bits, it's easy, it's grand.
Yeah,
you know, and
you're
then
flying.
When it gets tough, how you get through that and yeah, how you enjoy. Yeah. So I imagine all of those psychological techniques that we talked about at the start have to come into play.
Yeah, and like whoever's on the boat will need to be telling me
They need to do, you know, the same thing.
Yeah,
get your
like
minions.
I see
in order.
The whiteboard that just has minions,
yeah.
you know, things
and
like that.
And then that will trigger your mind because you'll yeah. need that because you're going to be in a, like I imagine, some sort of altered state at times.
Yeah, it'll certainly be somewhere I've never been before. Yeah. I've never swam from England to France.
Yeah.
So it'll be a stress I've never experienced before, definitely.
Yeah.
So anyone that can help you get through that is
yeah.
key.
And we know, I suppose the thing in my head is people have swam the channel.
Yeah, and I've three people on my list who have done the channels. Yeah. They're well aware of...
They know the challenges. They know yeah, the pitfalls.
Yeah. They've all thought they couldn't do it and did it.
Yeah.
So when I think I can't do it,
so
it's
you,
all
you,
of someone,
you look to those people who've yeah, been in yeah, the same
and
place.
They'll all have the same tips and tricks yeah. and yeah. whatever they've used, I'll try and latch onto.
Wow, brilliant. So that's a really important piece. What else do you have to get organised? I mean, there's... The boat is significant. I mean, that's
the
key.
The boat, yeah. Just when I'm going to get... like. What I'm bringing on the boat is huge. So there's a story about someone, and someone put Vaseline on them before they jumped in. And as they put the Vaseline on them, they put their hand on a rail on the boat. Say 6 hours into the swim, someone was throwing them a pair of goggles, but they accidentally touched the rail. There was a bit of Vaseline on the goggles.
Wow.
And they had Vaseline on their right lens, and they got seasick and they couldn't swim again. Just because someone didn't put the gloves straight into a bin. On
after
the boat, they touched the rail. So, like, when
and that Vaseline went onto the eye, that got into the eye or whatever.
Got into the goggles. So it was just blurry and they got seasick.
Got
so
seasick.
I have to have a to-do list now that gets rid of all. So
wow.
whoever's putting Vaseline on me, gloves into the bin. There's
so
no
you,
Vaseline
you,
on the
you
boat.
You cover yourself completely with Vaseline.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
part of your
yeah.
insulation.
Yeah. Well, over kind of my areas that chafe and then my chest.
Yeah, because that's the problem is you're in the water for so long.
It chafes, yeah.
It chafes,
yeah.
so you're going to... Yeah. So that's the Vaseline is to protect all of that.
Yeah.
And then food, because you can't, at no point can you touch the boat.
No, I can't. Yeah. So I'll have a big, there's a spreadsheet and it's, you know, 3 days before, 2 days before, 1 day before, 12 hours before, you know, yeah. 4, 3, 2, 1 hours, every 30 minutes throughout, you know, this is what I need. This is what I eat.
Yeah.
This is what painkillers I need. This is what seasickness tablets I need. This is my reward at 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I'll
okay.
break it into 4 4-hour swims.
So, okay. So, you break it into 4 4-hour swims.
Yeah.
So you're not swimming 16 hours. You're swimming 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in those 4 hours, you're planning a reward for yourself. I get this, I get that, I get that.
Yeah.
What medication do I need or seasickness tablets I need? Because whatever's happening, you're in that
yeah.
water.
Yeah, it's kind of like 4 hours to warm my shoulders up, 4 good hours. 4 horrible hours, and then just finish it.
Wow.
That's kind of the way I'll go about it.
And
yeah.
I suppose then when you break it, when you know I'm over halfway or I'm over 3/4 or I've done this, I can...
Yeah, and the big thing is, no matter how hard it is in there and everything, it's easier than doing another year of training. I want to get it done. So like just...
Yeah.
If it takes me 28 hours, you know, that's much easier than...
Another year of this.
Than being back here in September with it on my to-do list again.
Okay.
You know, so this is the easiest route.
Again, that's a really, really good reframe. This is the easiest route.
Yeah, that's yeah. like, if I want to get it done, this is the easiest way to do it.
And yeah, I'm just thinking of that in my head. It just makes it. It makes it kind of go, okay, this is the most sensible option.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, because all of those thoughts that might come in for reasons not to do it. Well, no, this is the most sensible.
Yeah, a big one is, yeah, we haven't done. I haven't done enough training. I say we because I'm in my head so much. It's like there's two people up there. Yeah. But, yeah, I haven't done enough. Let's not do it. Let's get out, train all winter, and then next year I'll come back in really good shape and it'll be easy. But it won't. I'll be...
It's the same
that's
thing.
Much tougher. Than
much tougher. And
just doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? We often use those. I mean, I've certainly used those things where I've said, I'll just put it off for now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a procrastination technique. And then when I'm a bit better, when I'm more ready for it, but like you're as ready as you can be now.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can always improve, but yeah, I'm certainly like, ready. I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah, so your fitness levels are good. You're swimming 7 hours in the sea. You can do that. You've got the capacity.
There's always, I have a niggle on my back. I have things like that, but the mind games race in very quickly. Like, you know, be on the couch and your back feels sore. You're like, oh, that's...
So that's the sort of stuff that's happening at the moment.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I learned this in Sheffin very early on, is it's not about... I think one of probably the most important lesson I learned in life is it's not about getting the moment perfect and finding ways to do things where they're easy, you know, prep and making everything as easy as possible. You need to do that, but it's just about doing it when you're tired and you don't want to. That's
the big one.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just do it. If you can learn how to do things when you're tired, you'll never, if you want to walk 5 days a week for half an hour, there's no way you'll ever feel fresh every single day and want to go for a walk every single day. So it's not about reframing everything so it's easy to go for a walk every day. It's about just learning to do it when you don't want to. And that's just been, the channel has been that on steroids, because there's been so many swims I didn't want to do, and they're so compounded, they're always there. But it's just about doing whatever you need to do when you don't want to. And that's
even for me thinking, I'm thinking of so many things now that I know in the next while I would prefer to be watching some TV show on Netflix lying on the couch. And I'm not going to be able to do that. And I'm going to have to do other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming for me. And that's what it is, isn't it?
You'll never have the perfect day where you'll never get your life to a place that you want to do things all the time.
See, there's this thing, isn't there? There's this idea goes, and we'd often say it like it says, oh, you know, I'll do this when this happens. You know, I remember when I was training to be a therapist, you used to have this idea, well, I'll become a therapist when I don't have anxiety anymore. And then I realized that's not going to happen. That's just the reality is I'm probably always going to have anxiety. At different times in my life, it'll be more intense and it'll be less intense.
Yeah.
And so I can either avoid life because of anxiety, or I can live life and focus on it and deal with it when
I'm... And it's great, because I think you get a great reward when you do things you don't want to. You do get a great reward of them, which in turn makes it a little bit easier. Your threshold for what you can do when you don't want to grows a lot.
Yeah.
Like my threshold, was started off in the kitchen being like, there's no way I can work 12 hours today, but you just do it. And then training wise, I started off with I couldn't do it, like when I was really tired.
Yeah.
A 2K swim would be hard.
Really?
Yeah. I was always a good swimmer, but if I wasn't fresh, you know, after a big swim or something, I'd be like, oh, 2K now will be a while today. Now, I can do 3 or 4 hours if I'm tired.
A 2K to you isn't a big deal.
Look, sea swimming, there's no free kilometres. In sea swimming, there's zero sea. I met a woman during the week there, and she did her first 1K.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the hard part. It's much tougher to go from 0 to 1K than it is from 1K to the channel in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, that's... Because you just...
Because I'm up at... I'm doing 500 metres at the moment. And I want to get up to swimming to the 500 metre buoy and back.
Yeah, and that's the hard one. Yeah, because after that, you're just... You've huge obstacles to get to swimming to 1 kilometre in the sea. The sea is a very scary and very dangerous place. And if you can do 1 kilometre in it, well, then you've cleared so many obstacles that you're just doing 2, you know? And that 1 to 2 is a much smaller gap. And then when you can do 2, sure, you're not that far from 5, you know? And it grows like that. Yeah. But to go from standing there in your clothes to being in a pair of togs swimming 1 kilometre is the toughest. But then even when you get good, if you can swim 10K, there's no free kilometres in it, you know? Like every kilometre, you feel every kilometre, and that's what's great about it. But so I've a 2K is still a 2K swim to me. It's not...
Yeah,
it's not lying on the couch. Like, I still have to be like, oh, I really, really don't want to do this, and you still need to do it.
Yeah.
They do get easier, but now I can just do much more of them.
And so that's the thing. I can do much more of these things that I might not want to do in the moment, or that when I'm tired.
Yeah, my threshold for it has grown, I think. So I still have the same feeling of my arms are wrecked. I won't, but I'm like, I've been there before. And I know once you get into the swim, once I'm in the water, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's getting into the water. Isn't
yeah, and
it?
Once you're doing something, you're generally fine. It's that first step is the hardest piece, and I think you can't wait for it to be perfect to take that first step. You have to realize the freedom is in realizing, I can do it, and I have to do it when I don't want to, and then it's not about.
So that helps you manage this stuff now that might be happening as you get close to the the starting line or the finish line, or whichever way you want to look at it. Because in a way, the finish line is, in a way, when you start.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
You're in it then.
You're
like,
in it
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know, and you're committed to the process and you're there. So it's, so just now, like, so let's see now where, so you have a few weeks, a couple of weeks. So just.
I don't know. I could be in the water today, 2 weeks. I could be in the water September 27th.
And this all depends on what? Currents, tides?
So there's a queuing system. It's kind of an 8-day thing. I'm the third person in my 8 days, so okay. I probably won't get to go out then. Unless, but if the weather's good, they could do 10 people in 10 days. And generally there's big windows like that.
Okay.
Where the weather is brilliant and they're over and back, over and back, over and back. So I need to wait for that.
There's only one person swim at one time.
With one boat, yeah.
With one boat. That's it. They don't have other boats in the channel. It's that there's a section they use, is there, of the channel? Like, is there...
No, they just... It depends on the swimmer and everything, like, but, yeah, you can only have one
swimmer
per boat.
One boat at any
and
one time.
I'm just waiting for those perfect 2 weeks when 14 people get to go and I'll be one of them.
That's it. Wow. Mm. And okay, so that's what you're waiting for now. So you're waiting, there's things beyond your control.
Yeah, absolutely. I just have to get my boat people sorted, get that feed list sorted, what's going to be on the boat.
Yeah.
Get over there and just keep stretching, keep the arms loose.
Will you swim at all?
Yeah, I do. Nothing over an hour. So just.
So nothing over. Nothing up. But yeah. Like you'll get in. Yeah, I was kind of laughing to myself. I was going, geez, an hour.
yeah.
Amazing to me. But. And then you'll, in terms of food and stuff like that, are you eating more kind of like, you're not eating big meals on the boat? Like, is it
no, so you don't take any solids really. You
so
just take
it's all gel like, liquids and stuff, is
so
it?
So yeah, it's a type of carbohydrate mixed with hot water. So you get a warm, sugary, essentially sugary drink.
And that's what gives you the energy to keep
Yeah, going. And then you take that every half an hour and then every 2 hours, a banana or something like that. Just because that's what happened to me in my 7 hour swim. I got seasick and I didn't eat anything and my stomach got torn to pieces. Cause
really?
I was just drinking sugar syrup for 7 hours.
So you were getting sick, like you.
Yeah. You need solids in there as well. So yeah. I'll take solids every 2 hours. Every 4 hours, I'll take a treat, like a brownie, a Mars bar, something like that. You know.
Yeah.
And then the sugar syrups, then really to keep you going throughout. Maltodextrin is its name. It's a type of carb.
Yeah.
It's just rocket fuel, really.
So you're taking that, like you'll just stop in the water. You're in the water.
Like 250 mils of it.
Then
someone throws me out a protein shaker.
Whatever, yeah.
Try and drink it about 15 seconds, off we go again.
And then you go again.
Because, yeah, if you take a minute to feed every time, over 16 hours, that's half an hour onto your swim.
Yeah, okay.
So
but that's a lot more time in the water then, isn't it?
Yeah. Even if you do it in 12 hours, it's 24 minutes and you miss your tide.
Okay.
If you like, the tides are important. You need to do it within certain windows because if you arrive at the beach, you're obviously exhausted and you're swimming against the tide. There's people that get within, they could be within a kilometer with 12 hours gone, 12 hours 20, and then at 14 hours, they're 2 kilometres away, and the boat captain's like, look, this tide's not turning for another 2 or 3 hours.
What happens then?
Out you get, yeah. There's
really?
You hear stories of people who can see the shore, they can see the
And is this
rocks
because they're against the tide? They just
in. And you get so slow that if you're crashing and the tide is just a normal tide, you can't really move through the water, but so you just...
Because you're at the end, you've just swam the channel, but you're like 1 kilometre,
so,
and you can see the beach.
If you had spent, imagine you did that and you were 10 minutes away and you'd spent 24 minutes eating, you'd be...
So you got to be quick. These aren't, this is not going to a restaurant for a 3-course meal.
No, just throw what's in the protein shaker into you and then
keep going.
On you go,
So it's just refueling as quick as possible.
Yeah, absolutely,
drinking water, is anything like that, or is it more?
Do you take some mouthwash and stuff like that to stop the salt destroying your mouth? But no, I'll take 250 milliliters of warm water with syrups in it every half an hour.
That's it, just to keep the body temperature up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd imagine, sure, I'm 130 kilos now. That 250 milliliters is such a small percentage.
Yeah.
It's more just mental. It's lovely to have a warm drink when you're cold.
And then the other thing that's, and I was talking to. Yeah, psychologically, absolutely. Talking to Joe from the Gentle Swimmers, and he was saying when he'd done the bay swim about jellyfish and stuff like that. You have to deal with them? Will they be in the channel?
Absolutely, yeah. I haven't gotten stung yet. I got one stung this year, nothing bad.
Nothing bad,
But I almost lost my mind last week swimming in the waves because it was the windiest 6 weeks ever. Like, I hope I never see another wave in my life. I got hit by one wave last week and I almost threw the whole towel in.
Where were you? Where was
just
was that one
back
of your long swims or just a
just,
normal?
No, just but I did 2 long swims in the waves.
Yeah.
I could have taken, in the last 6 weeks, if you're getting hit like every 3 metres, you know, you'd be taking, say, you could take 300 waves per kilometre or something.
And it's a lot, isn't it?
And if you're swimming, that could be, I could have taken, who knows, 10, 20,000 waves to the head in the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
And just the sound and the motion of them, like, So sorry, back to the jellyfish. Like that's what I've been dealing with, because if the jellyfish haven't been on the surface because of that,
it's been wavy, yeah.
But on the channel, I'll probably have to get a few jellyfish stings, all right. And like that's a part of it as well. It's more, again, it's not the jellyfish sting. I don't think I can say for the majority of people, a jellyfish sting won't stop them swimming the channel. Their reaction to a jellyfish sting will stop them swimming the channel. So
that's it.
I'll have to control my reaction to a bad sting. A bad sting won't be, like, my shoulders will be an awful lot sore than an old jellyfish sting. Yeah, but if I react to jellyfish sting and say, that will stop me swimming the channel.
It's what they often talk about, you know, and they talk about stress. It's not so much stress. It's our interpretation of the stress.
Absolutely.
That causes the problem. Like, it's how, you know, how I process it, or, you know, for somebody else, it's fine. But so if I get stung by a jellyfish, I know the way I am. Like, I went swimming the last day into the sea, and there was a jellyfish, and it was so small, one of those purple things. I don't even think they sting.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, God. And I said, so I made myself pick him up and I put him on my arm.
Yeah.
And I just did it. He didn't sting me. And I was going, okay, now I can put you aside.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, I just had to do it. Now, if it was a lion's mane, I might not have the same reaction.
No, yeah. They are still sore, but.
But they're not. You can still do it. Like,
Yeah. There'll be a lot.
There'll be a lot other painful, more painful things like your shoulders for neck.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm conscious we'll probably need to finish, but it's just fascinating talking to you. Like, I really find these chats really fascinating. There's so much for me personally of value in some of the things that you've learned, and I've certainly had other people come up to me and say they've been really impacted, that this strategies that you've been using have had impacted them, and that they've utilized those in their lives. So,
like, excellent. That's what it's all about.
Do you know? So thank you for that. It's been great.
No problem. Thank you. And next time. Oh, I'm fundraising now for Cancer Care West.
Are you? Brilliant.
So we'll have to share that link as well.
Yes. So
that another thing that's been on my to-do list far too long.
All the proceeds will go towards Cancer Care West.
Stephen Tumman Channel Swim.
Stephen Tumman Channel Swim. That will be up on Instagram.
And you can Google it as well. Google.
So Stephen Tumman.
I donate page.
Okay. Yeah. So Stephen Tumman Channel Swim.
English Channel Swim.
Excuse me. We'll make sure we'll have that up in the links, in the bios and all of that.
Because that's, if I'm 8 hours in and I know there's enough money in the bank there to help family get therapy after someone has passed away from cancer, or if someone who's doing treatment and
needs support,
me doing another 4 hours gets them another 3 nights in bed, well, then my problem's very small. That'll be...
Wow.
Yeah, so that's... selfishly, I'll need that when I'm in the water. But...
Yeah,
the fundraising will make it an awful lot easier.
Yeah.
The more money that's there, the easier my day gets. So please help.
I think on that note, we'll finish and say thank you, Steve. The next time I talk to you, you'll be in England. And
yeah, I could have the swim done, or else I could have been waiting for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I'll be a father. So there you go. we both have something significant. Look, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to the next chat in whatever form it takes.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking of you and sending you lots of luck as well.
Cheers.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you all next time.